Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's little Anthony and the Imperial springs back from the way, 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 way back machine. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, the new one, The Third Ingredient with a number 3.com. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest, our good friend, almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust, chief economist for the NFIB, one of the top economists on the planet. And he's here with the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, which he's been doing since the 70s, folks, almost a half a century. And we're talking about the index and what they found out. There are 10 indicators, right, Bill? You got 10 elements to your index, and they're all seasonally adjusted, right?
Yeah, each one gets seasonally adjusted. Obviously, some of them have big seasonals, like hiring plans,
right,
and other things like credit conditions, or even capital spending plans just don't show any seasonals. You know, they're kind of independent of the season,
right? And the overall index, folks, was up in the last month, and not only up, but continues to be in rarefied record territory for sentiment too, right, Bill?
Yep. You know, where the index was basically 105, rounding it up just a little bit. You know, and there are only like 20 quarters in the whole history where we're at 105 or higher for a quarterly reading.
Right.
So this is a good number. And inside and the guts, as we've been discussing, are pretty darn good in the index.
Everything's really
in good shape.
One of the indicators that I notice a lot, maybe a lot of people don't, is the what you call the inflation index, which I call that the pricing power index. Do small business owners have any pricing power? And that dropped a little bit, and it wasn't a lot. It didn't make a big deal, but I really watched that, because when small businesses don't have pricing power, that goes directly to their gross margin, and that not only affects their bottom line profit, but it affects their ability to comfortably make payroll. And that's what I watched that pretty close. What do you think? Because I know their costs are going up. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's looking good. Yeah, the percent who said they raised their selling prices, so they actually posted higher prices, did fall a point from the month before. But in that month, there was a 7-point surge. So we had a big jump there for a while.
I remember that.
If you look at the history of the whole thing, you know, these are the right now the readings we're getting are the highest really that we have seen in years. But they're not inflationary. You know, they're in a nice normal range, and so. You know, the picture is looking really good. Let's say the last year they had, you know, solid performance on getting higher prices on their goods and services. And, of course, we don't know what's going to happen with tariffs yet for these people, but we'll find out soon.
Well, I read this week that farmers are still hanging in there with the administration on the trade negotiations. Within the last 2-3 weeks, the manufacturers have checked in here on the show and said that they're still hanging in there with him. Your report shows us that small businesses are hanging in there with him. So, I mean, I think if we can just get Wall Street not to be so jittery, then I think maybe he can hold Xi Jinping's feet to the fire over there. So what about...
Well, the ag sector's been doing very well on the price side. So we're looking at just last month, 17% did say that they had lower selling prices, but 27% were higher. And, of course, if you look at housing, 7% said lower in construction, and 32% said higher.
Right.
Wholesale trade, same way, 13 lower, but 26 higher. So there's a big dynamic all the time in prices. Prices are always changing.
Right.
But overall, they've got nice solid postings on their average price increases. They're higher.
Right, exactly. So what about the hiring? on the hiring side. That was a big deal too, right?
Yeah, hiring has been solid really for a long time. We've seen some interesting changes there in terms of slowing down a little bit. One good indicator is the average increase in employment per firm. So we asked firms, did you increase employment or decrease? If you increased, how many? If you decreased, how many? And then, of course, there's all the people who don't change. Mm-hmm. So the average back in February was 0.5 workers per firm. And it kind of went 0.5, 0.5 in February, March, and then it went to 0.3, 0.3, and now it's at 0.1. So it's slowing down, and I think in large part because we just can't find the people to hire. We'd hire them if we could. The hiring plans were very strong.
That's the big deal. This is starting to become an impediment to growth, not just to my growth, but to the national GDP, isn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. So the plans to hire keep steady and very high, are very strong, but the actual result is slowing down, meaning we can't find them. We can't find the workers and put them into these positions that we have and make some more output and, of course, increase employment.
We're starting to get to the point. In the past, when things weren't so tight, I don't think we really paid that much attention to how much our people were directly impacting our growth on the small business sector, but we're getting to the point now where that's a really easy needle for us to see, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely is. You know, because we struggled and we did a special study on training, so we found out, you know, that over the past 2 years we've had to compromise our hiring standards. We've
right.
had to do more training.
Yep.
Costs a lot of money. But worth it. It's the only way to solve the problem.
Long term, is you got to develop an employee pipeline. You can't just hire them out off the street, folks. You got to create an employee pipeline. Quick break. Right back with Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.